don't sleep, baby. Dads who try.
Hey, welcome back to episode number 23. This is our Jordan episode.
This is Chicago Bulls Jordan.
So is this the all-time best episode? Is that the question? Is it only down from here?
You better bet your bottom dollar that it's only up from here, Nate.
Ooh, okay.
We'll never go down.
Okay.
We're like here that. To stay.
We're here to stay. It doesn't matter what happens in the world. Dads Who Try is here to stay.
Oh, man. What are we going to?
I think we got to start out. It's our Jordan episode. I'm going to just start it hot right here.
Mm-hmm.
Is Michael Jordan the best player ever and why?
I think he's goated, you know, as probably best player of all time. Not only because of the championships that he's won, but I mean, I think everything that comes around him as well, too. His brand, who he is.
No. You can't include that stuff to all the best of it. Player
okay,
conversation.
Best all right. Well, best player, though, right?
Yep.
Just look at the ships. Unless LeBron passes him, then I think Jordan's still goated.
Okay. What does someone have to do if Steph wins two more and he wins two more finals MVPs? Is he the GOAT?
Yeah, I mean, that's hard.
If Steph wins six, ties MJ's championships.
Ties. If Steph beats MJ.
He has to get seven is what you're saying.
Yeah. Because I think...
Ty goes to the winner, or Ty goes to the champion.
Yeah, I think the tie, I think Jordan still is, you know, still up on Steph in general.
I agree.
You know, but I do think, like, Jordan, you got to think, even their positions are, it feels a little bit different. You know, like, Steph isn't doing what Jordan was doing.
And Jordan definitely didn't do what Steph did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's hard to compare, I guess, you know, those two players in that sense. But I do think that if Steph does pass Jordan in championships, I think you can say Steph is probably the best player in the world.
We did an episode a while back. You didn't even have Steph in your top 10. So.
Yeah, but I think, you know, oftentimes I'll say stupid Steph, and then you do. And then you start thinking about, all right, well, what if this comes into play.
You know who recently said something stupid?
Who?
And it was stupid only because of what happened. You know, I understand, you and I both, we understand competitive, teammates and all that stuff. But Jordan Poole says something, I don't know what he said. He said something to Draymond Green that was stupid.
Yes, I saw that actually. There was a clip that was going around, and I saw that Draymond punched the guy in practice. Like,
yes.
Like, full on punched the guy.
Dude, he knocked him out, bro.
Yeah, he looked like he fell.
Slumped him.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy deserves a contract in the UFC.
Yeah. I don't know. Obviously, I've never played in the NBA before, so I don't know. But I do know that teammates do argue and, you know, they do fight. Like, when I was playing high school sports, me and my teammates, you know,
yeah,
there are
times
where
we,
you know, you play.
There's passion.
Yeah, exactly. You enjoy, you compete, you do whatever, and you fight. But never to the point where you're knocking somebody out, bro. If you're knocking me out, dude, I don't know,
yeah,
bro.
It's one thing to square up.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe, like, you know, you might throw something, but it's never to, like, kill someone.
Yeah. That
bro,
punch,
Draymond.
That punch was to punch.
That thing could have maybe knocked out a rhino. That thing could have knocked out an adolescent elephant.
Yeah.
Dear God.
Bro,
but then a couple days later,
Jordan Poole to the afterlife.
For a second, Jordan Poole was just like, where am I?
He was with Moses, bro, for a second. Ask him questions. Oh my God.
All I know is he came back, bro. He's hooping.
He's balling out. Hey, if I have to get knocked and millions of people have to see this in order for me to play my best game in basketball, knock me out 10 times, please.
Okay, how much money does it take for you to stand there and get knocked out by Draymond Green? How much money? I don't know. Okay, let's up the stakes.
Yeah.
How much money does it take for you to get a haymaker by Mike Tyson?
A haymaker?
You're guaranteed you don't die or suffer paralysis or have a stroke or something.
So there's no like medical like...
There might be short term, but it will result in no long lasting effects. How much money?
How much money would it? Probably like 100,000.
$100,000 to get KO'd by Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. Like, to be honest, bro, I'd probably even do it for less. Let's just be real. You put like a stag in front of me right now, knock me the frick out, man. I don't care.
No way. Oh my gosh. I was going to go higher, to be honest. But, you know, it is like a $100,000 story, too.
Yeah.
You could tell someone you got knocked out by Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah. Here, knock me out. You're unconscious for a little bit. You wake up and, dude, you have $100,000 in the bank.
Jaw's broken.
I'm taking you out to dinner, man. Let's go.
You got
to
eat through a straw.
Your teeth is done. After Invisalign treatment, you only have like $30,000 left.
Taxes, bro. You know, they're going to take 50K just off the top.
Yeah, man. So how much did you really get after Mike's hit? I walked away with like 10.
Worth it, dude. It was worth it.
Worth it, man.
Yo, how many people can say they got knocked out by Mike Tyson, you know?
Wait, your teeth is still loose, bro.
It's actually dangling. It's a little snaggle.
Oh, shoot.
I think that if we got, you know, caught cold by Mike Tyson, that's death.
Yeah, I legitimately death. Think I would die if I actually properly got hit by that guy. He looks crazy for one. And, bro, I mean, I saw him on social media recently still, like, training for just to train.
Yes.
The way that he still moves looks like he's 20. And the way that he hits, like, you.
I was joking.
You're still going to die.
I was joking around about Draymond maybe knocking out a rhino. I don't think he could. I think Draymond could punch a rhino as hard as you wanted, and the rhino would just maul him to death. But Mike Tyson, I don't know what animal, what size, maybe like a large mountain lion. If he punched that thing, he's killing it.
Yeah, he's for sure killing like.
Imagine wolf. Dude, he's walking around with the power in his hands to literally one punch 99% of humanity.
It's honestly truly amazing to know that like you're if I see you and we're ready to throw down, I'm gonna die. There's no way I'm retelling this.
Yeah, it's not like, oh man, I'm gonna get jumped and you know this is gonna suck. It's like I'm dead.
Yeah,
you know I walk around with that power with my kids. I just see my 5-year-old, my 2-year-old, and I'm like, I got the power in my hands to end you with one punch. I'm the one punch man. Do you know that reference?
No, I don't.
It's an anime.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I recently, actually, you know what? It was probably yesterday. I was scrolling.
Yep.
And I seen the Joe Rogan clip where he shows some kind of like mountain lion. Or sorry, it was something. You know what? I think it's actually bigger than a mountain lion. It looked like a cheetah or some kind of lion or something, right? And this guy was in the wild. He had a small handgun, and he was probably like 10 feet away from this thing. And this thing was kind of slowly moving towards him. And he's backing up, but he's filming it, all right? Now, kudos to this guy filming this whole thing.
Wait, the guy filming it also has a gun?
So there's one
same,
guy.
Yeah, one
same
guy.
Same guy filming it.
Camera in one hand, gun in the other hand, like GoldenEye.
Yes. And first-person shooter. And this thing is slowly moving towards him, and you can tell that he looks like he's about to get mauled, right? Well, so he, for like 5-6 seconds, this thing is like slowly creeping, and he's like trying to like, you know, he doesn't really make any noise, but he finally shoots the gun, and he misses, you know, this thing. Like, tries to scare it, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this thing.
Missed like, on purpose, I think.
Missed on purpose, and then the whatever this thing was, I'm pretty sure it was a lion. It looked like a lion or cheetah or whatever. But it backed up, obviously. But it was slowly, like, still trying to, you know.
He didn't scare it away. It just startled
him. Yeah, startled. And he kind of circled a little bit and then shot it again, like, to scare him. And then he finally eventually ran off. But, bro, think about this. This thing would have got... I would have probably killed this thing on site. Just shoot it. I don't care. I'm not trying to...
I'm not... Yeah, I'm not it's not worth even... Yeah, exactly. I'm not trying to miss.
I'm not trying to miss. And why are you filming this thing?
Viral. Oh, look, we'll do anything. We'll do anything right now to go viral on this video.
It's crazy.
Look, get a cheat in this room. I'll film it right now.
What? How much would it cost you to... All right, they get like a little lion, of course. Not full
like
grown.
Like a cub? Like a Simba?
No.
Hey.
Not the teen, but you're not a little...
Me and Simba, little baby Simba, done.
Yeah, this thing's not... You're killing this thing.
I'm taking that thing. Yeah. I'm wearing it. Like a hat.
You versus a baby cub, you're not winning. You would actually die too.
No. No. I'm trying to think. A baby anything. I think the only thing that could beat me as a baby is a whale.
No.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about it. Besides, like, you know, baby spiders or stuff like that, you know?
Hyenas.
A baby, no, a baby hyena?
Yeah.
Dude.
You're night, losing night. For sure.
Night, night. Who's laughing now? Who's laughing now?
Dude, he gets one, like, nibble at your leg and you're gone, bro. You start bleeding out.
Gets my ankle. Ah, you got me. Ah, the blood loss.
It's like, it gets you in the vein that's like, the most important one on your legs and where you just start bleeding out.
Oh, God. Oh. You ever seen that movie Life of Pi?
No.
Dang, bro.
Oh.
Well, I'm not going to spoil it for you.
You're not, because I'm probably never going to watch it. Just like I'm never going to watch Harry Potter. Kidding. Hey, by the way, speaking of that, we'll go back to Life of Pi here in a second, but it just made me think.
We can leave Life of Pi behind, because let's move forward to Harry Potter.
We took a poll the other day on my Instagram, and one of our friends tagged us and said, you know, like, I was pretty much getting stoned for reposting their stories.
Socially stoned, yeah, not medicinally stoned.
Exactly. Socially stoned because I hadn't ever watched Harry Potter before.
True.
And I said, all right, if we get enough tallies up in this place, I'll watch Harry Potter.
Yep.
And 76% of the people thought I should be watching Harry Potter.
Wow. The people have spoken.
Yeah. There was a handful. There was a few people that was voting no that I was kind of surprised. I was like, yeah, it was the people that I expected to vote no was voting no.
Of course.
And then some of the people that are voting yes, I'm like, what? You're really out here low-key just nerding out on this thing, and I never even would have guessed that you've watched all of the Harry Potter shows.
I think that we should do another poll, okay? Yeah. So the day this releases, make sure and check it out on our social media. You can go on and choose. I think if we can get, like, 100 votes or something like that, then we're binging it.
Yeah.
The whole thing, straight through, one day, 7-8 movies. And someone can watch our kids.
How long are each movie?
They vary. The early ones are shorter. The newest ones are
like 3 hours.
No. None of them reach like Lord of the Rings status.
Okay.
You know, maybe like two hours and 10 minutes or something
Oh man.
But what's crazy is they casted these characters, you know, when they were very young.
Yeah.
And you watch them grow up in the movies, just like you would have watched them grow up in the books. And so it was like, you know, you see they cast them pre-puberty, and then by the end they're full-grown adults.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to watch, like, this progression. It makes me wonder, like, what does... No wonder child actors have such a hard time. It's like their whole life is in the spotlight. How do you go through transitions, you know, hormones and puberty and questions and all this stuff, and the whole time you have like this giant spotlight on your life? Like, no wonder, dude, I had a hard enough time going through puberty by myself.
Having, you know, it's yeah, I think you said it right there too. You know, so many times we in life, we have a hard time figuring out stuff under, you know, like not being examined by the whole world. And I think that there's always like kind of like a pressure, not that I'm aware of it or anything like that, but I'm just saying I could see where, you know, people could go wrong or, you know, make a dumb decision in their lives growing up. You know, like these kids, like you hear of so many stars that, like, even like today, you know, we have so many, like, one of the biggest, I think, superstars in our lifetime, I think, for our age, watching them grow up is Justin Bieber, right?
Who?
Justin Bieber.
Sorry.
You don't know him.
No.
But, yeah,
what
man.
What songs does he do?
Oops, I did it again.
Oh, he does that one song. Baby, that one?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I mean. He does that other song. Yeah, you know, the other song.
Yeah, the other song. The kid that you have all the posters in your room.
Just one on the ceiling. Every time I wake up, hey, Biebs.
But I just think, you know, like, I would never understand that kind of pressure.
Never.
You know? Nor do, you know, I think so many times people are like, oh, man, what I would do for that. And if they don't even say it, but they may think that.
Right.
Right? And the more you see that kind of stuff, the more I'm like, dude, no, thank you.
Yeah. You know, when I was young, I'm 32.
Yeah.
I'm still pretty young. I have a lot of life ahead of me. But when I was younger, I used to be concerned about status. I used to be concerned about chasing my dreams. I used to be concerned about, you know, these wild ambitions in the clock, the timeline in which to achieve those. I used to think, man, if I don't achieve it by ... then it's never going to happen. Or if I don't do this thing before I have kids, then my kids are going to keep me from living at my highest expectation, or I'll never get that status. I'll never get the fame I'm looking for, you know, whatever it is.
Mm.
And then I realized once I had kids, I don't care what anyone else thinks of me. I want to be famous in my home.
Yeah.
When I walk through my door, I want my kids to freak out.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm talking about Justin Bieber, BTS. I walk in the door and my kids are like, oh my God, dad. They have posters. They got the fat head things of my face. There's giant cardboard things. And they're freaking out. Oh my God. My youngest one faints. Oh. He's gone. I want to be famous in my home. I want my wife to be like, boys, he's home. Oh my. I want to be famous.
Steph already does that.
True. It's awkward every time I walk in my home. My wife freaks out, you know.
Yeah, dude, you're a king in that place. Dear God, get me on your level. Frick, dude.
Stop.
You really are an amazing dad. And I sent you that clip this past week of who's that guy? He's a comedian. But you know that clip. They're two podcasts.
Bert.
Yes. And, you know, the guy that he's interviewing was, you know, it was such a sad video.
Truly.
Because the dad, you know, he, a very successful person making tons and tons of money. But on this podcast, he's, you know, crying. Because
he's
like,
weeping.
He's weeping because he can't, he's been missing out on his kid's life. His kid was six. And he's saying that whole year he wasn't able to make it to a swim meet. He felt bad because he was the only dad that wasn't there. And he's asking Bert, you know, like, you know, does it get any better? And, you know, this guy responds back. He's like, dude, it's 10 o'clock and I'm drinking.
Yeah, 10 a.m. and I'm drinking. And he's like, it doesn't get better. And this guy's weeping. It's like, you know, I remember the first time in my life I saw my dad cry.
Yeah.
And it takes something out of you as a kid. And you watch this video and it's similar. Not because he's like my dad, but
yeah,
you can see like a grown man truly broken.
Because he's, you know, it just makes me think like you have more than you think you do.
You wow. know? Great point.
Like you look at your life right now and for sure, I think naturally we often compare it to the things that we probably want. And you know, you look at others and you're like, man, if I only have that. And the more and more that I'm like seeing all this stuff, man, I'm just grateful. Like I have kids that are healthy. I have a wife that is awesome.
Yep.
I have a home,
yep.
You know, that I'm like, I'm still living in and I'm healthy. And I just want to see my kids grow up. I want to see my family healthy. I want to be healthy. I want to do the best that we can do, of course. But it's like, bro, all those wants and you feel like you need, dude, it all goes away. It's like, you know, we were talking about it last week, but being rich, like having things that money can't buy.
Yeah.
That I think that's rich, right? Like Bro, truly. People want peace more. Like, people want other things than money, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Money, you know, money only magnifies what's in your life. Like, it magnifies your heart. So if you got a bad heart, money only magnifies how bad your heart is.
Yeah.
How unhealthy it is, I mean. And if your heart's in a healthy place, money only adds to that health, right. You know. I don't think money's ever the issue. I think money reveals the issues that you already have. And so if you think that money's going to satisfy you, it won't. It'll only reveal deeper and deeper how much you're missing in your life.
Yeah. Dude, it's just, like, I see all this stuff, and I'm just like, dude, I don't want to do anything else but be a great dad, to be honest. I have these two amazing boys, and this past week, I got to see LJ do, like, first-time stuff.
Like, what, he backflip?
No, he started, like, clapping on his own. So we've been teaching him, like
I love that.
That's amazing. So we bought him, like, this little hoop.
Yep.
And he is such we're trying to make him a hooper.
Yeah.
Who knows? He's a lefty.
Stop.
Bro, he does everything with his left.
Whoa.
Which is...
Yeah.
I know...
He's going to be an artist, bro.
I know a handful of left-handed people, and whoever plays basketball left-handed, I believe they always have a jump shot, period.
Right.
But anyways, he has his hoop, and anytime he makes a shot, he looks back at me for, like, affirmation.
Yeah.
So I started clapping. And, dude, it gets him so juiced. And he's at this point right now where he has so much adrenaline when we clap for him that he doesn't know what to do. So he goes.
Like, he's shaking.
Shaking.
Powering up.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he'll grab the ball again and does it again. And we're clapping. And so yesterday I was on a walk with him. And I go, you know, like, I forget where we're seeing something. And he thought it was so cool. And I go, yay, buddy. Isn't that amazing? He starts clapping. I'm like, in his mind, he's starting to put pieces together. Of, like, what it means, and, and seeing that, bro, I'm just like, I don't want to miss any more of those moments, bro. I would never get these back.
Yeah,
I just don't. And so, you know.
You say that for your first. You're not going to say it for your second. I guarantee you. And if you have a third, it gets less and less.
Well, I think the point that I think we're really trying to say is, like, you just don't want to miss special
moments. Yeah, being there, being intentional.
Being present.
Yeah, 100%.
Now, however that reflects on your guys, you know, how many every kids you have, that's on you.
Yeah. I mean, sorry. I'm not trying to take away. Being there for those moments are those little pieces of treasure that is worth more than anything else in your life.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, when your first gets sick, it's like the end of the world. When your second gets sick, it's like, oh, my first one made it through.
It's very, very true. I remember the first you know time. What I mean? I remember the first time Levi started crying when he was a baby. It was like month three, and I've never heard him cry before. He cries, and we legit
code red.
It was what level 20. We thought he was going to die. So what do? We run across the hallway, which is not too far. It was like 2 feet.
Yep.
And we knock on our neighbor's door because we found out that he was a doctor. Now what we didn't know is he's an eye doctor. And so he didn't really help at all. But he opens the door, and he's like, you guys, what's wrong? What's wrong? And, bro, we're like, we're scared because we've never heard him cry before.
Yeah.
And
babies don't cry until a little bit later. They, like, whimper.
Yeah. So he starts crying, and we're just like, we don't know what's going on, man. He's just like, well, you know, is he breathing? They're like, yeah. Well, he said, I think he could just be crying. Yeah. We're like, wait, you're right. He's like, someone call CBS. They don't know what they're doing.
Dude, it's so real. Shoot. It's so real. As a new parent, it's so real. Everything is magnified, bro.
Yeah.
All that stuff is terrifying. All that. Okay, here's the scariest moment of my life.
Yeah.
Okay? Scariest moment of my life. I'm at work. I'm a barista at the time. Steph's at home with River. River is 6 weeks old.
Hmm.
Okay? And Steph's holding him. All of a sudden, he goes limp.
Stop.
In her arms. Like, he's fully awake. And then all of a sudden, limp. Boom.
Yeah.
He's gone. Starts turning blue. He's not breathing. Out of nowhere. Okay? she calls me freaking out.
Yeah.
And I go, call 911.
Yeah.
I'm a barista. I shouldn't have my phone on me, but I saw she called me. She's blowing up my phone. So call 911. She calls 911, ambulance on the way. I'm like, yo, I got to go. Take my apron off. I jump in my car. This is not safe. I'm driving 100 miles an hour down Sepulveda.
Yeah.
Like, I'm beaming to get home. I get home. Steph's in the front yard. And River's on the ground. And she's giving him CPR. He's 6 weeks old. Ambulance gets there. As soon as the ambulance gets there, they, like, prick his foot. And he... starts crying.
Yeah.
And all this color comes back. And we're like, and then, that's when I pull up right then, is right after that happens. And I'm like, dude, this is the scariest experience of my life.
What happened?
We go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Right? We're there for 48 hours. We stay for 2 nights. And they run all these tests on him. Every test, all of them come back positive. I mean, he's good.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's good. And so we go, okay, so... you're just telling me he just stopped breathing for no reason. And they're like, yeah, it's called a BRUE, a brief, resolved, unexpected event. And so we go, so how do we plan for this stuff? And they go, you don't. It just happened. And they're like, you know, it probably won't happen again. It looks like he's fine. But then we had to adjust and just go, okay, this is life. Like, shoot. I wonder what other brief, resolved, unexpected events we're going to face.
Yeah.
Where in the moment, it feels life and death.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, we're like, oh, we got to live like this and just move forward. And we can't live in fear.
No.
Because I think as parents, okay, I'm going to ask you this question.
Okay.
Okay. What vehicle would you call yourself as a parent, okay? Are you like a 30,000-foot parent? Where you're flying over, just making sure everything's good. Are you like a, you know, skydive level parent where you're like maybe 13,000 feet? Are you a helicopter parent where you're like every little thing? Or are you like a, I'm on the ground with you and I see everything?
I would have to say, I started off as a helicopter parent. I'm not going to lie. I hated it. I hate saying it, but I am. I still have tendencies of helicopter parents sometimes.
Yeah.
Like I'll let him loose now. You know, like Levi, he'll like jump off stuff. Like he's on the couch running and I'm just like, dude, I can't monitor him all the time. And I don't want to live in a constant state of anxiety and worry. It's not healthy. It's not healthy for anyone.
Yeah.
Guess what? Your kids are going to have bumps and bruises. They're probably end up going to have some kind of broken arm and leg. Did you? Like, I grew up, and totally. As much as I wanted to avoid all that, and I'm sure that my mom probably, you know, didn't want that to happen, I did. I fell off my bike, scraped. I mean, bro, we did crazy crap. She knew all the off the trust that we would all jump off into the river and doing all this stuff. She would die.
Yep.
But I'm starting to shy away from all that stuff and be more of a skydiving parent. Oh. I'm not yet in the airplane in the 30 feet.
You know? Shouldn't be.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. But I am starting to have skydiving tendencies where I'm just like, you know what? He's just going to be a kid.
Yeah. How do you feel like when you go to the park and stuff? Like how close are you?
I'm constantly seeing him.
Yeah.
But I'm not. Yeah. I just don't want, like, I don't care what he gets into. I just don't want him to be socially, like, doing things that, like,
are weird. Yeah.
Like, I don't want him to go up to some random party that's happening right now and grab someone's stuff. You just never know how people will respond.
Yeah.
So I'm like, go freaking grab a branch or something.
Do
something crazy. I don't care. But just don't mess with people.
Dude, there's something. I get such bad social anxiety. I'm not an anxious person.
Yeah.
There's not an anxious bone inside my body. I could be anywhere and never feel out of place. Until I bring my kids out in public. Dude,
it's crazy.
Like, if we're at the grocery store and one of my kids are crying in a cart, I'm like, dude, hey, not in front of my friends, bro. Oh, you know, like, yes. I get so tense. The other day, it's us. And
it's real.
And we're with the Crosses. So their two kids, Flo and Sebastian.
Yeah.
Our two kids, Grayson and River. And the four of us, you know. And we're on a walk. We're in the Palisades.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know Palisades, it's like, it's very bougie.
Yeah.
Okay. To be honest, I don't like it. You know, it's very, it feels pretentious. I'm sure that people aren't pretentious.
Yeah.
It feels that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? We're going across the crosswalk. A car doesn't stop for peasants like us, you know. This Mercedes is going to, you know, the Mercedes mom is going to honk, honk and drive through. You know, if we're lucky, we get the honks. But we're in this Palisades area, this little shopping center. We just got some coffee and there's like this little grassy area. Yeah. Right? And, all, you know, there's like other kids in there and they all have collared shirts. And I'm not kidding. It's like the kids have like the sweatshirts wrapped around their.
Nice, you know? Nice, nice.
I'm like, this is straight out of a movie. Well, our boys are playful in Sebastian River, start running around. River has flip-flops on, or nice. like slides on.
Yeah.
And he kicks one in the air on accident.
Hit somebody.
There's a restaurant literally connected to the grass.
No, no.
His shoe falls and lands in someone's soup.
That's not real.
Just boom, this nice restaurant, bro.
What'd you do?
Me and Ryan, we see it happen.
Like,
and we
slow motion.
It's slow motion. Yeah. I'm not proud of this. I'm borderline ashamed, but not quite there. It goes we're all watching it. It happens. Boom. Ryan and I at the same time just turn around and walk away.
Yeah.
As if this wasn't our family.
I'm not with them. I'm not claiming them in this moment. That Steph, is not my son.
Steph, that's your son.
Yeah.
I don't know whose kid that is.
Hey, someone get their kid right now. They were mad.
I mean, I think they're understanding. And,
yeah.
You know, they probably got a free soup out of it. But at the same time, I was just like, oh my gosh.
They should have, yeah, free soup, free meal.
That's what you get for being bougie.
Yeah, take that.
Sorry, there's nothing wrong with you know, being bougie and eating at a nice restaurant. But it's the way you hold yourself. You know, you can still have nice things and not be a beep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how I see it. I like nice things.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoy nice things.
Yeah, you do.
I do. And I wasn't always like that.
You're not bougie, but you're bouge.
I'm bouge.
You look like a little bougie boy, a little bouge boy.
I'm not a bougie boy, but I'm a bouge boy.
I'm a bouge boy.
I'm not what Rihanna would say a rude boy. I'm a bouge boy.
But you do have some rude product.
I do.
You are a rude boy. You're a rude boy, boy. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Nate. Even if I became like rich, I could never just get to a state of mind where I'm just like, I'm better than somebody else.
Yeah, well, you temper that constantly by being generous.
Yeah.
That's the difference. It's like, Tommy, you have nice things. You have a nice home. You have clothes that if you were to buy them instead of being given them because you just have this weird supernatural gift where people have really expensive things and they look at you and they go, you look like you can need, you need this really expensive item.
Hey, man, you look poor. Here, make yourself look rich.
Dude, you have this gift upon your life. Someone's like, hey, man, I just bought these $500 headphones. Your head look perfect for these headphones.
Dude, it's actually crazy.
Why don't you put those headphones on your head, Tommy? And then you put them on, and they're like, dang, your head, perfect shape for these headphones. I think your head is a better shape than my head. You can just have these headphones.
Bro, what's the nicest gift that anyone has ever given you?
River.
Nice. Thanks, Duff.
The nicest gift anyone's ever given me. This one isn't necessarily, it's not like a high value, but the other day, a friend of mine, Joseph, you know Joseph? He's a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
What a great guy. He's a great dad.
He's a great dad.
Yep. Two kids.
Yeah.
Two kids, not two dads.
Let's clarify.
Yep. Two kids.
Yeah, he has two kids, not two dads.
High schoolers.
Yeah.
He's farther along than us. But he, like, I'm a nerd. And he heard about something I love, and he went and got me this book. you know, it's like, man, I'm a gifts guy. That's my love language.
Yeah.
I love gifts.
Same.
And I was like, man, the fact that you thought about that.
Yeah.
And brought it. I was like, that is special.
Yeah.
You know, one time, I'll say this, okay? I didn't grow up with a ton of money. I didn't grow up poor, but there were seasons where it was like, I know my parents were probably, in hindsight, my parents were protecting me, you know, we didn't realize, you know, maybe where we were at the time, you know, I didn't realize they protected me. My mom protected me. But, so there was a part of me for a long time I had to fight that was like, what's mine is mine. I earned it.
Yeah.
You know, generosity wasn't part of my language. And one time I was telling, you know, I told this guy, dude, I love your jacket. And as I was telling us, as I was complimenting him, he was taking it off and he gave me his jacket.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, you're an idiot. Why would you give me your jacket?
Yeah.
You know, you just bought this thing. And then 2 days later, someone was like, I was wearing that jacket. And this dude was like, hey, I love that jacket. And as he was saying it, I found myself taking it off my shoulders. And in my mind, I'm like going like, why are you taking off your jacket? Why are you reaching it? Why did you just give that person that jacket?
Yeah.
And I realized generosity is contagious.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, we get a lot of people on TikTok, a lot of people commenting who they only talk about their money problems. And it might be because they've never been generous before or they've never received generosity.
Yeah,
I'm convinced that you can't be generous until you are thankful for what you have, until you've received some form of generosity. And if you've never been given anything in your life, well, you got something this morning when you woke up called breath.
Yeah.
That you can be thankful for.
That's right.
Like, we attribute it to God, and you can attribute it to anything. The fact of the matter is you have breath to breathe, and that's a gift no matter how you look at it.
That's right.
You're alive. And so if that's the way you look at life, it's going to be so much easier for you to be generous.
Yeah, I think stuff has a way of coming back around, you know?
Yeah.
And however you see it, like, I think if you have that kind of posture in your heart where you're just like, you know what, I have a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of people who don't have much that seem like they have millions.
Yes.
You know, and
yes,
like, I think what you're saying, I've seen it throughout my whole life with my mom. There was seasons where, bro, I would say, yeah, we were poor for sure. Like, I'm not gonna even try to go there. We just were. And but she made it seem like we weren't. You know, and still was able to make things happen until we got to, you know, obviously whatever. But I just think, you know, it's I don't know. It's not cheesy to me, and I'm just going to say it, but it's like, it is better to give than to receive.
Totally.
You know, we hear that sometimes, and we're like, oh, yeah. But I truly believe if it's in your heart to do that, bro, it's like, that's why to me, it's like, I'm not clinging on to things. Like, I'm not married to, like, personal stuff.
Yes.
Like, I'm down to, it's easy for me to just give that stuff away because it all comes back around.
It all, yes, 100%. You know what I'm saying?
And so. Yes.
I was on another podcast recently and called Leadership Lead In.
Yeah.
Great podcast for leadership. And we had a guest on and he was talking about the scientific effects of giving versus receiving.
Yeah.
When you give, then you plan generosity. When you plan to give, it releases dopamine in your body, the neurotransmitter. You know, the dopamine is the same thing that will make you feel high,
right?
When you run, the runner's high. It's a hit of dopamine, right? And when you take something, when you receive something, it actually releases a neurotransmitter that does the opposite. It makes you want to protect, point in, hide, put away, and so it actually makes your world smaller. So that's why I'm convinced generous people, the world gets bigger. Stingy people, the world gets smaller. Less friends, less relationships, less health, because you're in survival mode constantly. Yeah. survive. So I'm like, I don't want to live with my hand out,
right,
going, where's mine? I deserve this.
Hmm.
Oh, but they got it, so yeah, I should. Yeah, life isn't fair. Dear God, if you're listening to this and you're in that place, this is your sign to go get it.
Yeah.
No one's going to give it to you.
Right.
Want to know what someone's going to give you? strife, debt.
Yeah.
Taxes. Like, look, if you feel like you're in a poor state, then go make a way for yourself. There's an opportunity. And then once you've made a way for yourself, teach other people how to do it. Resource right. other people how to do it. And your world will open up for you.
It's crazy how simple it can be.
Yeah, I just don't want to live. I don't want to live dependent on someone else providing for me.
Yeah.
And that sounds crazy, but like I don't want to lean on our government to provide for me. No. I don't want to lean on my workplace to provide for me. You know, I want to be able to control that destiny myself.
And I think people can. You know, I think it's, you know, what you're saying right now. We live in a time right now where it's the easiest it'll probably like be, and it'll probably even get easier with how much.
But what about inflation? But what about high prices in Los Angeles? I'm like, inflation, that means other people will pay you more.
Dude, you know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Your value goes up.
But I think if you're going to look for an excuse for why it won't work, you're going to find it. You're going to find anything. You're going to find anything that you're looking for.
Yeah.
So, you know what? But I think if you really have this mentality of like, hey, I want to crush, I want to, you know, like create, you know, a future for myself, and you have the mentality like, hey, it doesn't start with anybody else except for me.
That's right. Then
guess what? You're going to crush.
Yep.
So,
I'm going to crush.
You're going to crush.
Are you going to crush?
I am. I already feel like I'm crushing.
Is this a moment? Am I reading this wrong?
Yeah, you're reading it very wrong.
I love crush soda. Dude, orange soda across the board. I don't care what brand it is. I saw this Fago. Meme. I saw this meme the other day. What did you say?
Fago?
Fuego?
No, Fago. Have you ever heard of Fago Pop?
No.
Stop it.
Fago.
F-A-Y-G-O.
No.
Yes. It's...
If you're listening to this, send us some Fago Pop.
I don't know. I think it's a Midwest thing.
Yeah. If you're from the Midwest, I need to try this stuff. Send it to us.
It was like the poor man soda, though, I think. I think it started off there, but then I think it got hype.
It got like a cult following?
Yeah.
I love that. Dr. Thunder, baby. That's what I grew up on.
Yeah, I didn't... Was that the Dr. Pepper?
This is a version. Dr. Pepper knockoff.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
I remember Fresca before it got popular. It was super cheap.
Fresca became popular in the Latin world.
It's getting popular again. I used to be a Fresca freak, bro.
Yeah.
Like I would do, I'd get freaky for some Fresca, you know?
What does that even mean though?
Oh, I would go down to the local Albertsons.
Yeah.
And I'd say, I want some Fresca. And I said, all right. You get freaky. And I just, you know, twerk and stuff like that. And they'd just throw Fresca cans at me and I'd catch them. And they'd be like, well, how'd that kid catch those? It was just a spectacle, you know?
Nice.
That's why I got the nickname Fresca Freak. That's why I got the tattoo FF, Fresca Freak.
Where'd you get it?
That's between me and...
God.
And God, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I'll tell you what. When we get to episode 100, if we have 100,000 subscribers on YouTube, I'll show you.
I hope we'll get there soon.
Yeah, so that was my childhood. You know, we were so, you know, I would have to go to the store and I'd have to get freaky for people.
Nice.
Yep.
I can't relate.
Dude, what?
Dear God.
Oh, man. I can't believe we're 23 episodes in, Tommy.
Yeah, and it feels like it's only getting better. And,
you know, this podcast is like, it's like a fine wine.
You know, we're only
23 episodes.
Wait, so you guys are still trash? Yeah. Thank you for listening, Zuckers.
Oh my gosh. Hey, I want to say this, okay? I want to say this, and it feels like this episode's wrapping up a little bit. So before we wrap it, I want to say thank you to everyone who reviews.
Yeah.
Everyone who sends in a comment, everyone who watches and shares and likes our social media stuff. It sounds dumb, but it is so helpful and so encouraging. I can say for the both of us, we aren't social media dependent people. In other words, if you don't like our stuff, if you don't review, if you don't give us 5 stars, it's neither here nor there. But it does feel like a cherry on top when you do, you know. So we're thankful for you. And don't stop. Please drop another review. Look, our last podcast, we dropped 2 days ago. It has almost 400 views already and zero reviews.
So we need you guys to go over there, drop maybe your favorite part in the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, maybe even suggest who we should reach out to get into the, you know, this little garage.
Tommy.
Studio.
We have some big announcements coming up.
Yeah, talk to him.
We have our first sponsor. We'll let you know soon who it is.
Ooh.
I'm excited for that. We've got our second sponsor.
We do.
And we're excited to tell you about that because we have a big giveaway coming up.
Yeah, we do.
Going into this holiday season, we have a big giveaway. I'm really excited. We'll announce it soon.
I can't wait.
But I feel like this is, especially for dads, Team No Sleep.
Ugh.
This is going to help your energy levels. Okay, that's a little hint for you.
Yeah.
We're not talking about like, hey, here's a case of Celsius. I mean, this is like a pretty big giveaway.
This is going to change their life.
It's going to change everything. Everything about you. It's going to fix your skin problems. You're going to lose what? Like
start going there. Like, dude, don't say anything that's not true.
Hey, can I shout someone out?
You sure can.
There's a company that I saw on Shark Tank called Strix. STRYX.
Yep.
Okay. And look, I'm a Shark Tank stan. Like, I've seen every single episode of Shark Tank.
Yeah.
And I've seen almost all of Australia's Shark Tank.
Okay.
Okay. Like, I used to watch the show Dragon's Den, which is the Canadian Shark Tank. Okay. I'm not kidding. Anyways, this company comes on. It's called Strix. And there's these two guys on there, and they're selling men's makeup.
Yeah.
Right. First of all, you hear that and you're like, I don't know if that's for me.
Yeah.
Men's makeup.
Yeah.
Okay. And they do great on the show. Well, they found us on TikTok a while ago and they followed us. Hit us, you know, with a little, hey, what's up? Love you guys' content. And I pressed follow back. These guys are awesome. And then they sent us a little care package.
They did.
Okay. We're not sponsored by them or anything like that, but they sent us a little care package to say, you know, thanks for the content and stuff like that. Look, I started using this eye stuff underneath my bags.
Yeah.
The bags in my eyes. And I was like, this is actually
legit.
This isn't like just like makeup, like my wife would wear makeup, but there's something to be said about personal hygiene.
You guys,
I'm a hygiene thing.
Yes. I believe in skincare. I really do.
Yes.
Like I love it. I used to like growing up, I'm like, oh man, there's just a, you know, you put that on and it's like, oh man, only the girls and the women really do all that stuff, man. Guys, we don't do that. But dude, I'm like, dude, the older I get, man, the more I realize, I'm like, I need something going on with my skin here.
Yes.
And I need to take care of that thing. So dude, use some skincare, people.
My wife puts on SPF moisturizer on her face.
Yeah.
I don't know, SPF something on her face, right?
It sounds like it.
And I'm like, it's cloudy. Why are you putting that on? And she's like, no, I want to protect my skin. The older I get, the more likely I am to get something like skin cancer or, you know, it's just the effects of the sun are not good for you, especially in California. And then all of a sudden, like, we got this care package and it was like tinted moisturizer. And I was like, wait a second. I'm going to start putting SPF on my face.
Let's go.
And I'm not going to lie. The other day I walked into the office and there was like 5-6 people and they were like, man, you're glowing. And I'm like, yeah, I am glowing. So shout out to Strix. Not sponsored again, but I want to say a big thank you for Strix because that's awesome. So anyways, if you do want to sponsor us, well, we still have 4 spots open. Like, we have sponsor spots, but we're excited for our sponsors coming up. Some of them, one of them is exciting and ridiculous. I can't wait to let you guys know about that.
Yeah, but, and you guys, we want you to go not only to our TikTok and our Instagram, but go on YouTube and follow us there.
Yes.
We started this YouTube channel and I'm really excited about it.
Gassed.
It feels fun now. It feels like YouTube is, it never went away. Let's just be honest. YouTube has always been
there. We just are late to it.
We're just very late to it. And, but there's so many fun things that they're doing too. Like, there's this little thing that they do called YouTube Shorts. It feels like TikTok, you know, in a sense, but it feels like it's, you know, they have a little bit of Instagram. It feels like it has a little bit of TikTok, and it's just all there. And so, but we started a channel, and you should go follow it.
Yeah, go follow it. We're going to have short form content, long form content, and we're going to have probably the most exclusive content on our YouTube outside of this podcast.
Right.
But this podcast will drop on YouTube in video form from now on.
That's amazing.
I love it. I'm excited. I'm excited for everything coming up. This feels like a little State of the Union. So we appreciate you guys for sticking around. But we love you. That's episode 23.
Thank you for joining.
And we out.